Yes, folks, welcome out tonight. This is Gary Wimmer for Psychics Gone Wild, and good to have you folks with us tonight. We have several people calling in, and we will get to all you folks. First, I wanted to play a little intro about what Psychics Gone Wild is all about, and then I'll introduce our co-host, and we will start taking readings and calls and comments. Those of y'all who have not pressed 1 to enter the chat room, be sure and do so, because by pressing 1, I'll realize that you want to get in the chat room, make a comment, or get a reading. And here's our intro, as opposed to the one that came up. Be with you in just a second, folks. Good to have you out.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening again, folks. Good evening. It is January 27th, 2014. That is assuming I'm on the right decade. And wanted to wish all you folks a happy new year and hope 2014 is treating you well. Before I say much about myself, I want to introduce my co-host tonight. Her name is DC Love. She also goes by Doreen Catherine. And so, DC, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us what you do. And let me get you in the host room here. Are you there, my dear?
I'm here, Garrett. Hello, everybody. This is DC Love. And today is my first time that I'm going to be co-hosting with Gary. And I just want to give everybody a big hug and tell you a little bit about myself. I am a channeler and a healer. I consider myself an low soul. I have been graced by Jesus to bring his messages to people, and that has brought them healing and guidance. I also used to be in the law enforcement line of work, and now instead of using a gun, love is my revolver. So I'm here today to hopefully put some insight and maybe some like healing for everybody. And I just want to say thank you for this great opportunity to my mother-in-law, Mary, who had passed in 1984, and she's the one that got me on my path tonight. And also, I want to give a shout-out to my mom, who's listening from the other side. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, thank you. And I just got to hear a round of applause, not only from people online here, but from the other side, your mom and your friends and your guides and so forth. So we're pleased to be with you tonight. And
I just want to
let you folks know, I'll keep you a couple area codes ahead so you'll know we do take calls in the order we receive them. So for you folks, 404-561 and 928 will be getting to you very soon, and we'll try to get to everybody tonight. My name is Gary Wimmer, as I was saying. Real nuts and bolts, short story. I got interested in psychic ability in the late 60s, started giving readings in the 70s because many people, astrologers, had seen my horoscope and said, oh, you're a very psychic guy. And even though I was an electrical engineer at the time in the late 60s and early 70s, I got interested in it, ended up playing music and doing psychic readings my whole life now at 66. In 1977, I had a very interesting near-death experience, and I wrote a book about it called The Second in Eternity. It's quite a fascinating story. It's true. It's got some records in there, police and court records. It was quite a spectacle here in Austin, Texas in 1977. And for those of you who like to read about those kind of experiences, check out A Second in Eternity. Moving on, in 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me, and she used stones. She called it lithomancy. She taught me, and I used it for, 34 years now. Recently, I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, which is along with Second and Eternity, is available on both Amazon and Google. That's Lithomancy. And it's basically the nuts and bolts about the Lithomancy system. Very quickly, it involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then six stones on life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do a reading over the phone, I charge the stones up, ask the person to say drop. I drop them for them, and they form a pattern that I in a little circle, piece of leather, about 14 inches in diameter, and I read it like a clock for 12 weeks. So when I do a Lithomancy reading tonight, I'll cover 12 weeks, but 12 weeks and 3 or 4 minutes comes out to about 15, 20 seconds a week. So both DC and I can only cover so much in a short reading. And if you want to find more about us, check out what we do on Psychics Gone Wild, Gary Wimmer and DC Love. You can always just Google GARYWIMMER.com or LITHOMANCY, Lithomancy.com, or Reading Stones, and you'll find me. Now, having said all that with one big breath, again, welcome you all out to 2014. And we are going to start taking our first call. Are you ready, DC? You charged up my girl?
I'm ready, Gary.
All right.
I certainly am.
Good. We're going to go to 404, area code 404. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Who are we speaking with? What's your name,
Hello?
My dear? Yeah. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
It's Tanisha.
Boy, that's beautiful. Can you kind of half spell that so I can write it down and remember it?
Sure. It's T-U-N-I-S-I-A.
That's beautiful. Punisha.
Thank you.
Wow, that's really pretty. We're going to both give you a short reading if you'd like. You get to choose whether you want to go to D.C. or me first, because the first couple callers get readings from both of us, and as we move on, we try to shorten it and catch everybody. So, Punisha, your choice.
It doesn't matter. Whoever wants to go first.
Okay, well, D.C., why don't you give her a little information, then I'll do a stone reading on her, and the next caller will reverse
policy.
Sure.
I mean, that sounds awesome. Hi, this is D.C. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm just wondering, do you have a specific question, or do you want like a general life purpose reading?
Well, I guess it's along the same lines of life purpose. It was just I had a dream about me moving to D.C. for a job and a relationship. I don't know, and I was just trying to see where I should start. Looking for jobs with state, because I know I want to move out of Georgia, but not sure where, and not sure what field, because I'm about to graduate, and I'm not trying to be too picky, but I know I need something.
Okay, let's see what we have here for you, Sweetie. Okay, the angels are telling me tonight that they feel that you're on the right path, but you have to keep doing what you're doing because it is working.
Okay.
So just hold on. Let's see. Okay. Now, in case you're doubting your feelings right now, which it sounds like you may be doing,
mm-hmm.
and your plans, the angels are encouraging you to continue with your present dreams and goals. Just the act of having a dream has added passion and meaning to your life. Now the angels are encouraging you to take a positive step in the right direction related to your dreams. They know that you're going to feel happier and more energized as you devote daily time and energy to making this dream a reality. So to begin with, try centering your mind and your body, and then you take a few deep breaths. You close your eyes, and then you silently ask your guardian angels to please, give you a sign, offer you some guidance. And then you notice the thoughts that they're giving you and the feelings after you make the request. And yet, you really have to work with your angels, and by asking them for additional information and clarity, you usually get the guidance that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're showing me a speaker. Your life purpose involves your skills of oration. Do you feel like you're comfortable speaking, like, in, you know, in groups and different things?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, it indicates the dream of being a professional speaker is more than just a dream for you. You have much to share with others, and the best way to reach your audience is on the speaker's platform. So it's not normal to feel, like, intimidated by the process of presenting your idea to the public, but the angels see that you have a life purpose that will help you overcome these fears. In fact, you're going to enjoy it so much, being a public speaker. I mean, it's just something. So I would really think in that direction. And then they're showing me as well, something like in the, like, the art field. Are you, like, do you engage in like, any artistic activities?
No, not right now, but I love it.
Okay, because it's saying, you know what, sometimes, like, when you have a block of some sort, if you leave it go for a little while and you go back, like, say, into the art, like, artistic field, because your inner world is so colorful, and it reminds you that your career can be, as, like, as colorful as, like, a painting or anything that you relate to in the artistic field. So with your artistic eye, you naturally gravitate towards beautiful shades, shapes, and objects. Now, the angels want to bring artistry into your career field. They say that you, if you combine the two, like the speaking and with the art, you're going to feel more fulfilled. And it's important for you to take these actions and, like, really relate to the artist in you. And if you have any, like, unlimited time or money, what type of creative work, like, would you, like, think of engaging in?
I just like all aspects of art as far as music-wise, paintings, dancing.
Well, you know what, honey? You're on the right path. That sounds awesome. I mean, please don't give up, like, don't give up the artistry. You know, if that calls out to you, you could incorporate that into some kind of a career for yourself. So go back to, like, you know, whatever you gravitate towards. And this will give you, like, a positive, you know, effect to get the career that you're looking for. And it'll help you also, like, with every aspect of your life as well. So I hope that it's just, like, a little something, but I hope that helps you a little bit and gives you, like, a little bit of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So please, like I said, please, you know, stay on, like, the path that you're on, because I see that, like I said, you are on your path. And also, like I said, your life is going to involve you speaking, you know. That's one of the purposes of your life. And if you stay connected, like I said, with the artist in you, and if you, you know, you can, it's going to come together where the speaker and the artist get together, and you're going to be phenomenal, hon. And I just want to thank you for, you know, talking to me tonight, and it was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Call in again, okay, and let us know how you're doing.
I will.
Will that help you, Felicia?
God bless you.
Yes, I'm just trying to see how I can do it, because I haven't done art really in a long time.
Well, you know, she said some very interesting things. I've been a musician my whole life. I tried to make a living and it was tough, but art is good. So do your creative side. Now, if you want, because you're one of our first callers and you've been here waiting for a while, I'll give you a short 3-minute reading over the next couple months. Would you like that, my dear?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. All you have to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you real quickly what I'll see for the next couple months. Okay?
Okay.
Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
All right. Okay, well, the way the Sun is next to Pluto and Venus here in the center and Uranus, they're showing that you've gone through a lot of changes and you're processing a lot of doubts right now. And that's very good, because just in the first week, you're going to get a lot of inspiration and fresh feelings about things because you're processing things, both about relationship, career, am I at the right place, the right time, about moving, about location. So as you go through this first week or so, don't be afraid of this processing, because it's going to bring you a lot of luck and a lot of change and a lot of swift activity just in the next week and a half to two. And I think it's going to bring a lot of things about relationships, both in the past and how you feel about relationships right now. It's going to bring a lot of clarity to that. Because by the third week here, You feel much more emotionally empowered. You've started to see what your plans are going to be as far as career, as far as different opportunities, business, and so forth. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, the expansion you've created because of opportunities in the second week are going to really come through. So it certainly feels like both with career and job, there's some good possibilities with what you're looking at. You have to follow through and that sort of thing. Squeaky wheel gets the most grease, you know, so keep your face and your keeping their face, basically, in one way or another, the best you can. Because by the 8th and 9th and 10th week, and again, I'm going kind of quick, by the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, not only with communication and good decisions, but with really coming, getting the rewards of what you're planning here in the first week, come true with career, with job, with feeling more artistic, feeling more flow, less confusion, less regret, and more very empowering decisions. And I wouldn't be surprised if you do either take this job or take the move, at least look into it more deeply. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes.
Well, good, girl. We're glad you called in. And to you, Panisha, and
thank
all you,
you
callers, you can always listen back on the archives. You can download the archives. That's what I do. Go to the show you're interested in, right-click on the download this, and you can do that. And when you do that, you get it on your computer, and it moves a little quicker rather than waiting for the Blog Talk Radio player. Moving right along, we are going to take area code 561 as soon as I can get you online. 561, can you hear us?
Hi, area code, are you?
Yeah. What's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida.
Lisa from Florida. Well, good to have you, Lisa. Do you have a question? Do you want a short reading from both of us? What's on your mind here?
I just started a new job last week, and I'm moving on Friday. So I want to see, but you see that all these new changes, if they're going to be positive for me.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do you a short reading, then we're going to turn you back to D.C., and she's going to give you a little cream on the cake. How's that? Or icing on the cake. Does that work for you, my dear? Okay.
Yeah.
You say you just moved? Is that what you said, or just got a new job?
Well, I just got a new job last week. I'm moving on Saturday.
Okay, you're moving on Saturday. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay, drop.
There you go, girl. Wow, this is really a good opportunity for you. You've got the magic stone right at the top, and it's really showing that not only luck, but activity and hopes and aspirations and new place is all going to work for you. You're kind of getting familiar with it now. You're going through the ups and downs emotionally about things. But you've got not only an incredible, with the magic stone right at the top, it's saying this is the time to move forward, to make everything happy. And by the second and third week here, you're going to be surprised how things line up. You know, like I said, there's a little readjustment going on, but you're going to be very pleasantly surprised about how you feel about this new place, how you feel about your career. You're glad you took some challenges here. And by the fourth and fifth week, again, going kind of quickly, this has a real effect on you about love, about people you care about, family, relationships, and so forth. So when you get reestablished on your place and your job and so forth, it's like you have more time to explore that part of your life with, like, less pressure, more feeling of abundance, time, creativity, good flow, and that sort of thing. Now, by the 7th and 8th, 9th week here, is really going to be interesting because it feels like you're stretching your environment in some way. When I dropped these stones, Uranus pushed the environment way out by 9 o'clock. And when a stone does that, it shows there's going to be a lot of expansion in your environment. So don't lose, don't be wrapped up too much in things you can't control, but be very inspired by big changes coming into your life in the 9th and 10th week. Not only do they help you conquer new ground, get new communication skills, make better decisions, organize better, and see more opportunity, they help you erase a lot of your fears. And that's what's kind of still in the background that you're processing through. But by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be quite satisfied with the move you made, how much you've accomplished, how much you've consciously created luck for yourself. It's going to help you verify your intuition, and it's going to help you heal a lot of issues of doubt toward the end of this three-month period, such that you come out of this three-month period with even more good opportunity and hope than you're going in. So there's a lot of good energy for you, girl. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've just been really nervous. This job has, been...
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous, even though there's pressure on you. I feel the pressure on you. But you start looking at what you can do, how powerful you are. Meditate. Be calm. Be peaceful. Be relaxed, because that starts this very lucky cycle for you. Like I said, you're going through a little confusion right now, a little readjustment, but that's only temporary. Keep your faith,
yeah,
girl.
The people I'm working for, they seem like, I don't know, I can't play. Well, they're pushing.
Yeah, but you got grace and style, see, and that's going to win out. You know? You're going to teach them a thing or two, even though you're not going to fight them. You're going to figure a way to make everything smooth and creative, and that's where you want your life to work. You with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to let DC add something to that, and then we may start alternating readings, because we've got a lot of callers tonight. DC, my dear. This is Lisa.
Yes, I do have a little bit to add, in fact. I see that you have some surprises coming up for you, and I'm being told to tell you to please expect the unexpected. And no matter how detailed your plans are and how clearly you believe the road ahead of you is going to be, there are going to be many times when the best plans that you have laid out are going to come upon unforeseen circumstances. But the detours aren't going to be bad ones. They're going to be a surprise. And it's going to be leading you to a new life beginning. So it's going to be, like, really, really interesting. Now, they're telling me that life is full of surprises, so please stay on your toes. Enjoy this exciting new adventure. And there's a plan for your life that may not match up with what you have with your agenda.
That makes sense to you, Lisa?
Does she mean work or love or what?
DC?
Okay. What I'm trying to say, I guess, is you have, like I said, you have some unexpected, if you expect the unexpected, you're going to be prepared for miracles. I see a lot of surprises for you, hon, on your journey. And I don't know if you're like a person that likes to plan and have like all the details or anything.
Yeah, I do. I'm not afraid of stuff. Okay, well, they're saying
no matter like how clear you believe the road ahead to be, there's going to be times, like I said, when there's going to be like unforeseen, like little detours. But they're going to be really good detours, and there's going to be a lot of surprises for you. And they're telling me that like no one can plan for synchronicity, because there's fate involved, there's destiny. And your life is going to be full of surprises, and they're telling me, please stay on your toes and just enjoy this exciting new adventure, because it's going to be so unexpected. And there is a plan for your life, hon, that it's not going to match up to your agenda. So there's, like, miracles ahead for you.
That's what I was feeling, a lot of interesting changes for you.
Yeah.
Like I said, with Uranus stretching your environment, it's going to really it's going to bring you to maximum potential. And unless you go through changes, we never reach that. And I wanted to mention one thing. It's good to have plans. We have to have plans. And I always look at it this way in a nutshell. If there's who, when, where, why, what, and how, say, for example, we get to choose them all. But the universe is going to throw some curveballs in. So, in effect, if we choose all six the way we want, we should be happy to get two or three or four. Two or three or four out of five is not bad. Out of six. So make your plans, but always be aware that life's going to throw some curveballs. Why? To get us to think about and consider things we probably wouldn't if everything worked perfect. So stay inspired, Lisa. Okay. Does that help you, my dear?
And please expect miracles. You have a lot of miracles ahead of you, hon.
Yeah, I've been waiting a long time. This has been a really bad 5 years.
Yeah, but it's about to change.
It's going to get better. Lots of changes. Yeah, lots of changes are coming, definitely. And they're good changes.
Participate in the bringing bringing of it about, bringing about of it, I guess is the way you'd say it. Be a participant, be a co-creator, and put fear aside. We have to do that all the time. I have to do that every day because I have a lot of anxiety and doubt and frustration, and every time I feel it crawl up, I have to go, you know what? I can either look at the universe as enlightening me or screwing with me, and I choose to see it enlightening me, and by doing that, I get a little wiser. Keep your spirit up, girl. Okay?
Thank
you. You have a good night, Lisa, and thanks for calling in.
Bye, Lisa. Thank you so much, hon.
And we are going to move on to area code 928 as soon as I get you in the room here, 928. Can you hear me, 928?
I can hear you.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Kitty.
Kitty. What a pretty little name, okay. Kitty.
Thank you. I am very much interested in some love life insight, and I'm excited to see what you guys have to say because I got a juicy love life.
You say you got a juicy love life or want a juicy love life?
No, I have a juicy love life. It's a bit of a...
Whoa.
That's good. Well, Deesa,
yeah,
won't you give her some quick comments on that? And if she has some other questions, I'll go into some information. DC?
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm just, you know what? I'm shuffling some cards here, and I just want to see what we have. See? A juicy love life. Oh, my goodness. Okay. There we go.
It's so good to hear a woman say that, Kitty. Thank you.
It is. It's awesome.
I totally am not afraid to love, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. That's how, you know what, that's the way to be. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I've gone out on a date and had three of my ex-boyfriends hang out with my dad. I was like, I'm a billboard for what unconditional love is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what I see for you? I see movement. You're in a time of positive forward motion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a stage now, like maybe in a relationship of new adventure and discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may feel like, you know, changing your hair, doing like something a little different, but you feel compelled to move forward in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, your inquiry, you will see that your dreams take form and doors are going to open and shut. Doors are going to open and previously the ones are going to shut, and you're going to open to magic. So what this card is saying to me is, it's the movement card, and it means it's a state of mind that your fog is lifting, and you're going to know the actions that you need to take if you want to progress, like, in the relationship. But right now, they're telling me, like, this is not a time for fear. So please let go of the fear and move forward, and that's what they're telling me.
Like, which one?
And they're also... Oh, excuse me, honey, I couldn't hear you.
I said, with which one?
Well, you know what? You have to decide. Like I said, they're saying, you know, it's a time for you. You know, you have to make decisions, basically. Because you are comfortable. You're comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a great sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, love is all around you. So you have to, you know, you are the one that has to decide where you're meant to be. And when you do that, you know, you're going to get great benefits by staying on that path, regardless of where it leads. And home is always, you know, home is love, hon, and love is all around you.
Uh-huh.
So whatever your inquiry, like whatever you're thinking about, you are where you are meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to reap great benefits by staying, like, on this path, regardless of where it leads.
Mm-hmm.
So they're telling me, like, home will always be with you, and it is where your heart is. And there is love and stuff, but you just, like I said, you have to see, you know, like, where you feel it's the strongest.
Uh-huh.
And you're, like I said, whatever, like, you're going to choose the right path, they're telling me.
Yeah.
And they're also saying that the most powerful patterns are created within the tiniest details. They want you to pay attention. So right now is the time for you to be aware, like, of all the fine print in all the areas of your life.
Uh-huh.
You have to look at the details, like, all around you. If it were a painting, you look at the broad strokes. So it's a sign, like, to be aware, like, that what you need to know lies in the details. So, in other words, look at the people and, you know, like, really look, at them and see what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have clearance. You're going to have clarity with this issue.
I understand.
And you're going to have great understanding just by observing body language, you know, remarks.
Yeah.
Look at facial expressions. Because when you look at the people and their facial expressions, honey, they are going to reveal the larger picture. And that's going to give you, you know, the ability to be able to choose who and, you know, who is right for you.
Yeah.
And Gary, can you add something to that, hon?
I feel kind of the same way. I'm kind of looking at some cards and some stones. Sometimes I just shake them around and see what they say. What this is going to help you a lot with, Kitty, is it's going to help you expand on your sense of commitments. That's business and professional. So it's not just about you deciding the relationship. It's about you deciding for yourself what the next steps in your life are going to be.
I'm a veterinarian.
Pardon me?
A veterinarian.
You're not marrying? Is that what you said? I
missed. No, a veterinarian. Yeah, I'm working as a vet tech, going into veterinarian school.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like you're really gonna get a lot of good things going, especially toward the end of this 3 month period, when all of a sudden you've realized not only the education you've got, but the feelings of stability, marketability, confidence, that sort of thing. So. And you're starting out with a good luck stone right in the center. And like I said, sometimes I just shake stones up and look at random cards because bottom line, as DC knows and as all you folks know when you learn more about your psychic ability, there's signs everywhere. If you can learn to read your own signs, they never quit talking.
But you know what? Sometimes a psychic needs a psychic, too. it's like a shrink.
You're not kidding. That's the truth.
Amen. I can't read for myself very well. You know, it's hard to be objective.
No, me neither.
You know, it's hard to be objective. But Kitty, hope that helped you.
Yes, you gave me great insight, and I really appreciate it. I love how you guys delivered your messages to me, and it was very divine indeed. So, thank you.
Good. And could you please, you know, give us a call in and let us know how you're doing? Give us an update?
Oh, totally, totally.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kitty.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Kitty.
God bless,
hon.
Love y'all. Peace.
Bye-bye,
Love you too, honey. Thank you.
I wanted to let you know that I've got a couple callers in here, and you never pressed one, so I don't know for sure if you want to enter the host room or not. So if you folks have, some of y'all been on the phone for a while, be sure and press one so we know you're in the host room and would like a reading and a talk. Now, we've got, let's see, who are we going next to? We've got 609. 609. Can you hear me, 609? Here you come.
Hi, Dad. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Alexia.
Alexia, what a neat name, my dear.
We
didn't hear many names like that when I was a kid. So,
times are changing.
We had a lot of Marys and Michaels.
I've heard.
Alexia, let me. You want a general reading here? Cover a couple
months.
Okay, that would be good. Give you a general reading, and meanwhile, my cohort DC will be picking some cards. Again, folks, we got several people calling in who are not pressing one. So if you want to just listen, that's fine. But if you want a reading or make a comment, be sure and press one. Having said that, Alexia, what a beautiful name. I'm charging these 16 stones up. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
And whatever you say, drop. You're ready, girl.
Okay.
Okay, there's
okay,
a lot of things. Just dropped, and they came out perfect. So what I'm feeling, you're kind of coming out of some healing issues with yourself, and that's very good for you because that's going to put you both mentally and commitment-wise and dream-wise and hope and aspiration-wise and a lot more power.
So you've gone through the tough part, and now it's sort of figuring out how you deal with commitments, how you deal with love, what you want, where you want to go. And because you're becoming more emotionally inspired, having kind of cleared a lot of this confusion out, it's a very good thing because it allows you to, I guess the easiest way to say it, and it's not stupid, is love will heal all. So as you go through this next week and a half or two, really see yourself as not being smothered or confused or misled, but empowered because of or in spite of what you've had to go through. Because as you do that, by the second into the third week here, you're going to have such a sense of direction, destiny. You're going to realize that you're really getting closer and closer to reaching your dreams because you've let go of some of the fears of them not happening, and you're focusing on how to make them happen. Same situation, different point of view. And by the third and fourth week here, it feels around like things around your place, your home, your environment. And it certainly could be work, too, but it feels like they've got a like a fresh sense of stability, of happiness, of style, of grace, less worry, concern, and kind of being on edge than you have been. A lot more stable, a lot more opportunity coming to you, especially in the fifth and sixth and seventh week here. You've got Jupiter, the Luck Stone, Mercury, the Sun Stone, and Saturn. So not only do you get things organized quite well and reprioritized by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, but your sense of communication, your style, the techniques you use, the decisions you make are really bringing you a lot of luck. You're starting that now by being re-empowered emotionally and doing those first couple of weeks. But as you get to the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, it's like it becomes on autopilot. It really does. Okay. And part of this is what you're learning, how you're putting it to play, how you're getting your gut instinct again, being able to trust it, feel it, know what it's saying. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, you've got just a lot of power coming as far as relationships, as far as where your goals are. By the end of this three-month period, with commitments, love, relationship, place, environment, new decisions, you're going to be quite in a different mindset situation. So the processing you've been doing has been necessary, has been healthy, and has been very helpful to you. So it's almost like saying, thanks for shaking me up, universe, because now I'm going to get it all figured out. Does that make sense to you?
That's actually part of the things I was going through. It's interesting. You kind of said a little bit, a little bit confused, scattered about, trusting my intuition, not being held back, by fears or worrying and, useless self-doubt. So that's definitely what's going on. Yeah, definitely. So I can relate.
Well, good, Alexia. We've got a lot of callers, Alexia, so what I'm going to do is let that do, and I'm going to get my next caller to D.C. so we can kind of get with everybody. Is that okay with you?
All right. All right. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
All right. Good to have you with us, Alexia. And again, all you folks, you can find out more about us by going to Psychics Gone Wild at PsychicsGoneWild.com, checking out Gary Wimmer and D.C. Love. And this is area code 305. 305. Who are we speaking with? 305? Are you there, 305? Area code 305. Okay, we're not hearing you, 305, so we're going to move on to area code 352. 352, getting you on. Can you hear us, 352?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you very well.
Good. What's your name, my dear?
Andrea.
Andrea. Mm-hmm. My dear Andrea, meet DC
yes.
Love. I'm going to let her give you some advice that you could only get from DC Love, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Hi, Andrea. It's DC.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, honey. I'm great. I was just wondering, now, do you have a specific question in mind? Or
just, a general. Maybe you can touch on...
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I'm seeing a card, and it's saying it's about encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, you are receiving a nudge in the right direction. And you're being gently encouraged to step into your own power, into the dream of your life. And I see new things that are out there for you to be explored. And the nurturing power of the universe is going to give you a nudge, honey, in the right direction. You're going to get the help that you need, and you're not going to be alone in your quest. And every step that you're taking right now is supported by the wisdom of the universe. So, you're on the right path. So they just say, keep on going. And they're also telling me that this, the next thing is about listening, that an open heart will hear the messages. And they're asking me to remind you that there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. And now is the occasion for listening. And please pay attention not only to what is being spoken, but also to what is not being said at the moment, because there are deeper messages that are involved that are they're not obvious. And please listen with your heart and not with your ears. And you're going to find clarity. This specific card here is a fortunate sign, and it's ensuring you a greater understanding, honey, of your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the next card is you can learn from the past and imagine a beautiful future. But you first, hon, you have to live in the here and now. So please, don't set your sights, too far ahead, because you're going to run the risk of losing your footing. Because, so really, do the present and the future match up exactly? They don't, you know? The future doesn't have any substance, right now. It's a place that has no grounding as of yet. The future's not here yet. And you can't live there. But yet you can take measured steps toward a goal or a dream. And that part of it is important. And the same goes with nostalgia. You can look into the past and you can remember beautiful moments and even lessons that we've learned from the past, but you can't live there. You can't go back. You can't change what was. And as they say, yesterday's gone, but living fully in the present, the now, that's the most powerful place to put your attention. And the magic from that, it reaches out in every direction, further than the heart and the soul can see. So I don't know if that gave you, any clarity.
Did, my two questions is, do you see me going to school? And because I was thinking about maybe going back to school.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I do see you taking some classes. That's a definite.
Is it going to be soon, or should I wait until that's the whole thing?
Yeah, maybe you could pick it up as far as timing.
Yeah, I was feeling when you said school, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily too late to get in this semester, but I think you could do it as soon as you make the decision to do it and to not to look at it as a challenge and not something that's a grueling burden that you have to do. Look at it as a challenge, because when you do that, it's going to empower you. Real quick question, is anybody else here in the beep, 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 or just me?
That's my phone dying. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was someone's phone dying. Okay, I didn't know if it was DC's or not, but
I thought I was
going crazy, Andrea. Yeah, I feel very good for you about school. And even if you don't go this semester, it's something you should set your mind toward, because you have a lot of power and knowledge and intuition and ability that you're just now discovering. Really.
And that's true. And that's true.
Oh, it is true.
That is definitely true.
And I'm saying the more you discover that, the more just in the next couple of weeks, you're going to feel more and more empowered to go, well, the hell with this being in the backfield. I'm going to be the star quarterback. Think about that, Andrea.
Right.
Miracles can happen. Well, put a little fuel on them. Don't be afraid of being a winner, as Charlie Sheen would say.
And you know what, If I could ask, I do see she does have the strength card,
mm-hmm.
and everything that you've experienced in your life has made you so strong and courageous.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have, like, you know, those qualities come from your life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're preparing you for, like, what's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But like Gary said, like, you know, I do see like, what he's saying as well.
Now, I have been told that I'm supposed to adopt this year. And I'm kind of sort of wondering if it's they got me mixed up with my friend, or do you see that because
adopt a child?
Mm-hmm.
I think personally it's something that's probably in the works, but maybe not. It's not something you need to consider right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this week, this month. I think it's something that could come into play. But I think the most important thing for you right now is to concentrate on where you want to go, how you want things to work, how you feel about relationships and stability, what your plans are. And don't be afraid to make those decisions, because those are a hell of a lot less more complicated than adopting a child. And so your idea is good. Your idea is good, but do you really want that burden right now? Get yourself stabilized. Get yourself creative and learning and growing and evolving and making a good salary and feeling empowered. Then's the time to consider that. Does that help you, my dear?
Got it, yes.
Andrea, thanks
so
for calling
much.
In. And thank you,
thank
DC.
Thank you very much.
It's always our pleasure. I think DAC and I can speak for a lot of people who do any kind of psychic and healing work. It makes one feel so good when you can actually connect and help someone. It really makes our day.
Oh, it does. It's our blessing.
I mean, it's what we do. And so when we have a good effect on people, it makes our day. Speaking of that, 661, we hope to make your day. Are you there with us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Barbara.
Barbara, okay. Barbara. I type it in because my memory fails me. It's impossible. I can't believe it happens. My memory fails me. I can't believe it. Oops. Anyway, Barbara, we've got a couple more callers. How about if I do a short reading for you, and I'm going to give 856 to DC. And the rest of you folks that are calling in, if you want a reading, be sure and press 1, because we don't know if you want a reading or just to listen. But will that work out with you, Barbara?
Perfect.
All right. This is, as I say earlier in the show, it's 3 months in about 3 or 4 minutes, so it's kind of general, but I'm sure it'll hit on a lot of issues that are of interest to you. And having said that, my dear, all you need to do is say drop whenever it feels right.
Drop.
There you go. Well, with both love and family, looking in the past and kind of evaluating things is going to give you a lot of direction in the future here, just in the next couple of weeks or so. There's been a lot of changes. You're going through a lot of changes, but it's helping you like sort things out and see things in a completely different basis emotionally, and that affects how you feel about your place, your environment, relationships, communication, decisions, and opportunities. And this is all coming up in the next couple weeks. So there may be a little like a slow period and then a real fast period, then a slow period and then a real fast period. But as you go through this first couple days and week, look at how you've examined love and priorities and things like that, feelings, people, what's important, and use that to empower yourself just over these next couple days or so to really get the momentum going for you with career, with new feelings about commitments of all kinds, and with new like opportunity that's helping those move forward. Because part of what you're doing is learning new techniques about empowerment, and about like conquering your doubts, putting some of your fears in the background. Are you a healer?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it felt like. It felt like that. And so part of your, let me put it this way, part of your resurgence, you're strengthening yourself on the basis of love alone, because you know that that's the basic, what's the foundation of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So having kind of gone through this, looking at love and looking at relationships and looking at your power and so forth, that's why I feel this big swing of very good luck and direction happening for you in the next couple of weeks. And that's why I felt this healing, because the outcome of this is fresh techniques about healing and new power and more ability to help people with the little added experience you're getting. And interesting enough, a lot of that added experience you're getting in the next couple of months is, you know, part of it's conquering fears, but it seemed to be more about expanding your horizons and thinking positive and taking big steps and being very empowered and creative and so forth, because that's what you've just gone through to relearn for yourself in order to know how to apply it in a like a more updated basis for yourself and for mm-hmm. other people. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you're going to be pleasantly surprised about how much your own methodology has improved because of life experience. And like I said, it really has a lot to do with the positive side as opposed to conquering fears, which is always there. It's like the expansive side. It's the creative side. It's the empowerment side. So by the eighth and ninth and tenth week here, there's a lot of fresh opportunities for you because of what you're learning, because of what you're planning. Maybe you're looking for like new markets, new contacts, new ways of doing things like that, establishing your business even better. And all along, it's helping this feeling of love be even more and more of an undercurrent. You're in a relationship right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, it feels very good. It feels very good. Even though there's some things being worked out, it feels very good because there's probably because there are being things worked out. And that's where the love, looking at the past and seeing how to emotionally evaluate and decide about the future. Because by the end of this three-month period, as I was feeling, the basis of love having to do with everything is going to not only affect your relationship, your growth, your system, how you teach other people, but it's going to open up your ideas about how to use your talents in a more expansive way in the future. Now that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, Barbara?
Yeah, it sounds really good. I like it.
Well, you should. You're creating it. All I'm doing is telling you what's possible. You know, as anybody knows, you could move to China tomorrow, but you probably won't. You know, so you do have free. And to remind all you folks, free will is what it's all about. If I could make one quick comment, as DC was saying a moment ago to another caller about you don't have a future and you don't have a past, that's 100% true. All you have is the moment. And as someone who's dealt with a lot of very intense challenges in my life, I know that every moment we have a choice of seeing the glass half full or half empty. So choose half full. It's a hell of a lot more fun. It makes things easier. It helps you conquer your fears. It opens miracles. And hope that helps you, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
You too, my dear. You too. Let people know about the show. You can always listen back on the archives. And both all of you folks can check out both DC Love and I on PsychicsGoingWild.com. You can Google GARYWIMMER.com and you'll find me. And having said that, great to have you with us, Barbara. We're going to move on to 856, and I'm going to let DC give you some great advice here, 856. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, is that right, Laura?
Yes.
Okay, Laura, meet DC.
Hi, DC.
Hi, Laura. Great to meet you, hon. Do you have a specific question, a general
yeah.
life purpose?
Well, I have a phone interview scheduled for Friday, and
okay.
I'm wondering if I'm going to get that job and if it will allow me to buy the house that I want this year.
Okay. Let's see what the cards have to say for you. Okay, the first thing that I am seeing, it's a spark. And you are a clear channel for divine creativity. And with that, it means that you have every reason to move forward, you know, in getting that house with optimism and hope. So please, like, open yourself to inspiration and let life, you know, flow in and show you its beauty and start thinking about that house. Because attraction as high as you have will connect with others, and you know you're moving in towards, you know, what you're manifesting. And then I also see for you, did you like lose someone, or did you have to let go of something to allow yourself to heal?
Yes.
Okay, because you're entering into a period, I see, where loss is your theme. Okay, you're having to let go of is it a long-cherished dream?
Or is it
a relationship-based?
It was a relationship. About a year ago, I decided to sever ties for my emotional well-being. I had to do it, but it took me a long time to get to that point.
All right, because what I'm seeing is the relationship was based on, like, a faulty foundation, and it was meant to end, honey, at the time that it did. And disappointment, it is a form of perception, and if your expectations weren't met, then you do get a sense of loss along with sadness and grief. And you really have to start expressing these emotions because tears are very healing. They're like a healing rain that can restore the life, you know, into a parched like rainforest. And growth is always, you know, assured. And whatever the loss, however great, you have to let it go, and you have to let yourself experiencing, you know, what the feelings are that you have inside. And then you're going to see the beauty that lies within again. And then I also see for you the strength. Your true strength is so, so wonderful. It comes not from, like, self-reliance alone, but from a sincere faith in a higher power. You have the strength to accomplish even the most daunting tasks. You know, it's at your time. You can connect with, and you can, you know, you connect with the powers of the universe. So no matter what happens, you have to move ahead and stuff. And you have to refine and you have to redefine the relationships that are being deepened. So as the potency of your connections become more obvious, you're able to harness the creative energies that are available to you. So you have to have the courage to dive in, is what they're telling me. And when you remember that the real strength comes from a combination of your efforts and reliance in a higher power working through you, that whatever you're seeking, honey, all of it is possible. They're telling me you right now, you can do anything.
Do you see a relationship coming for me?
Okay.
We've got about 1 minute left, about 1 minute and a half, so we've got to wrap it up pretty quick. But Laura, DC, what do you think?
I don't see one, like, right now they're telling her to ride the wave, basically. So I think it might be like in a bit. She's got to ride the wave.
Okay.
Yeah, hon. They're telling me that, like, right now, success is going to be easy and effortless for you. And you're entering a time of abundance. And your skills are going to be tested. So.
Okay.
And people and circumstances that they come out of the ocean of potential and possibility to take shape in a wave. In a way, it was spectacular activity. So there's going to be somebody, but I don't know if it's going to be, like, really, really soon. But there's somebody in your future, honey, and they're coming.
Oh, good.
And you are on the right path, honey. God bless you.
Thank you.
Laura,
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Laura, let me add one quick word. We've only got about 40 seconds, but I want to say the beautiful lady I'm with now, about 5 years ago, she came up and introduced herself to me, and I continue to brag about that. It took me 5 years to get her in my life completely, but don't be afraid to go up to someone and say, hi, I kind of like you. It doesn't mark you. It's an easy mark. What it does is mark you as a person who's got bravery and courage and can back it up. Keep that in mind, okay, dear?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless to you, too. Thank you.
Please call in again, hon. Let us know what's going on.
We enjoyed the show tonight. DC, thank you. Y'all check us out next week. We'll be here. God bless. Stay happy.
Thank you, everybody.